One of the most tangible parts of a premiership is the Wegg Knight poster, and always has been. It's actually a beautiful institution in this town, and I'm not the only one who feels it. Al's in Bentley. The Mark Knight D's premiership poster is unreal. I can't tell you how badly I want to plaster the house with these. Just sensational. And Ash in Ballyrogan, the craving to have the Knight premiership poster framed and hung on the wall is enormous. Looking at it yesterday felt like the moment where the switch flicked and it all became real. Go D's. And I know there are so many of you. I've got the 2016 Bulldogs poster because I was so moved by all of it. We hung it on the back of the front door. So the Geelong ones hung in the front window for the full year because you're premiers for a long time. But the Bulldogs one lasted at least 6 months on the back of the front door because it was just such a big part of it. Mark Knight's in the studio. Mark, great to have you here.
Thanks, Jared. And I'm honoured by all those texts. That's very kind of those people. So but that's what it is. That's how this thing has grown. It's crazy. Yeah.
So it's a grand tradition that was passed on to you 13 years in. The enormity of it and what it means to people, do you have a great sense of it?
I do. And, you know, let's go back. 1954, Wegg is the cartoonist for the Herald. They used to deliver the newspapers in those days wrapped in paper. And Wegg says, look, it's the grand final edition of the newspaper is coming out. That wrapping, can I just draw a bulldog on it because they won? So he did. And that's how the tradition started. The premiership poster was just a wrapping of the newspapers. And he did it for 54 years, from 1954 until 2008. And he just created this amazing tradition, this iconic image. It's almost like the sort of affirmation that your team has won the premiership.
That's it.
Here's the certificate of currency.
Yep.
That's it. Stick it on the wall.
So my three are framed. Because that was
thank you.
Absolutely one of the cravings. I'm not allowed to hang them at the moment, but there'll be a time somewhere down the track. So they're under the stairs for the time being. But they're the only thing I have framed from the Geelong years.
Is that right?
I've got a box of newspapers somewhere from the Sunday of each of the three and a jumper or two that they're all tucked away. But it's the poster.
Well, my first one was 2009 with your Cats, the Saints. And, you know, I must admit, when it was given to me, I didn't quite understand the enormity of it. I thought, I'm just drawing a cat and a saint here. But then the call started coming in. What are you going to do? What's, you know, people, they're just sort of hanging out to see this image. And I started to get a bit nervous about it. But anyway, I drew. Now, the Cats one, they won right. And I didn't mind. The cat one was pretty good. But the St Kilda one, you're going to ask me about.
Is there a poster
that
you just wish the result had been the other way because you were just so happy with it?
Well, my first St Kilda poster was of Saint Nick, and I drew him with the huge angel wings, and he was looking up to heaven, and he was in perfect symmetry, and he was holding the cup, and his biceps were sort of glistening in the sun, and he was rising up, and they lost. And it was pulped.
My memory is it's the G-Bung bar
that's
got the alternate posters hanging. It's got the team that didn't win. Can I just check that? I've been there once and it was mesmerising. Is it the G-Bung? 0433981116.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that. I know the G-Bung pub, but if that's the case, then that's fantastic. I remember at the Sports Museum under the MCG, there they have a whole heap of the premiership posters. I think they might have nearly all of them, but they've got all of mine. And they're hung, they're beautifully framed, and they're in low light. And it's like walking into the sort of, you know, the Louvre and looking at all these masters, but they're premiership posters.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I thought, wow, this is something else.
So the two that you've drawn, I'll get you just to hold them up one at a time while we talk about that. So the Demon, 57 years, so there's a lot in this. Did you feel the, okay.
Yes.
How are we going to do this? Because the demon's not natural. It's not the bulldog, is it?
Well, speaking of the sort of Louvre, I think there was less pressure on Michelangelo when he painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling. way less pressure than drawing the demon's poster. So where did I – you know, I think I was telling you, I had a lot of people contacting me, and even the club, because these are used for merchandising, and they're – you know, they were saying, look, oh, don't make it too evil. Don't make it too demonic. Don't make it too red. Please don't put a cheese platter in. Please don't put them in a Range Rover with skis on the roof. So I got a bit confused, and eventually I just had to put it all out of my mind and just start sketching. And what happens when you're drawing these things? You'll draw a face, and it's like in real life. If that demon looks back at you and you make eye contact, you know the drawing's working.
Yep.
So to get the face right was important. But then we have to put all those things in. Like, I think the Curse of Norm Smith is one of the great, I guess, underlying stories of this premiership. So I've got the premiership cup, and there's this ball of flame coming out of it, and that is the Norm Smith curse going up in flames.
And so that's the demon.
Yes.
5 years on from the Bulldog drought breaker, I will say your Bulldog is superb.
Thanks,
I think,
mate.
How have you gone about the Bulldog the second time around?
Well, the Bulldog, there was less pressure on this one because, yes, it'll be two premierships in 5 years, but I love to draw dogs. Dogs are one of my favourite things. And to draw a Bulldog is even better, with all those folds of flesh and the tongue and the drool. And so this Bulldog actually rolled off the pen really nicely. I think it was a first draft. And, you know, it's a working class bulldog. It's not one of these little French bulldogs you might see tottering around South Yarra. This is a Western Suburbs working class bulldog. And how good are the doggies in finals? They just seem to love September, so it's on the charge.
Yeah. With a great collar on it.
Yes,
so the Herald Sun Premiership poster will be available for sale straight after the siren on Saturday at goodfridayappeal.com.au. Do you happen to know, is there any way to get it physically on Sunday morning? Do you have to order them online?
Look, this year it's very difficult for us, but I know they're going to be on sale at supermarkets at Woolworths and at news agents. Now, I was told it was Monday, but I hear now it may be Sunday.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a fan of either of those two teams and they win, that's my first stop Sunday morning.
I said to the Herald Sun, do you want me to go down with a few winning posters, you know, 100 winning posters under my arm, and stand outside the poor old MCG on Sunday morning on my own and give the diehards a poster? They said, no, that could be dangerous.
Right. It's a dangerous city at the moment. Mark, fantastic. Well done. It's a great tradition you're upholding that holds such a place in our footy-loving hearts. Great to see you.
Thanks, Jared.
Mark Knight in the studio. They're two super posters. For both groups of fans, you'll be craving getting hold of those.